Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear, offering a serene evening for those venturing outside. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a pleasantly warm night, perfect for a late stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the UN condemns Israeli attacks in Gaza, suggesting potential war crimes by the IDF. This follows recent strikes that have killed Hamas commanders and others. Also, Ynet reveals that Israel braces for a potential conflict with Iran. This comes as Trump's pickaxe mountain threat and a growing U.S. military presence raise tensions. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post details new information from the Israeli Navy about assassinations against Iran and Hezbollah. Much remains classified, but some operations date back before March 26th. Separately, I-24 News reports that the U.S. and Jordan have signed a new trade agreement. The deal aims to enhance market access and reduce trade barriers. And finally, Forward highlights the Trump administration's latest affront to Jewish history. This comes as the U.S. dismisses the role of the International Criminal Court. Here's what people are saying online. Mudar Adnan Zahran, a Jordanian political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. Department of Defense has identified service member Isabella Gonzalez, confirming her death in Jordan. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported minutes ago that Keir Starmer convened an emergency meeting on British policy amid renewed U.S.-Iran tensions. From I24N, EWS English, just minutes ago, comes news that Trump has authorized U.S. airlines to resume direct flights to Lebanon after discussions with President Aoun. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the UN's condemnation of Israel. The Times of Israel details that the UN Human Rights Office suggests possible war crimes in Gaza by the IDF. This comes after significant military operations targeting Hamas figures. The international community continues to scrutinize Israel's actions closely. Turning to the potential Israel-Iran conflict, Ynet reports that Israel is on high alert for any Iranian aggression. This follows increased U.S. military presence in the region, raising concerns of a broader conflict. Qatar and Oman are pushing for a ceasefire, but tensions remain high. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discloses new details about Israeli naval operations against Iran and Hezbollah. Although specifics are limited, these actions highlight ongoing covert efforts against regional adversaries. Such developments underline the complexity of Middle Eastern geopolitics. In economic news, the U.S. and Jordan's trade agreement marks a significant step in strengthening bilateral ties. According to I24 News, this deal is expected to boost economic cooperation and market access between the two nations. It comes amid a backdrop of regional instability. Lastly, Forward discusses the Trump administration's stance on the International Criminal Court. The dismissal underscores a broader trend in U.S. foreign policy, potentially affecting international legal norms. This decision could have long-term implications for global justice. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that a senior tax authority official, Ran Sofer, has been permanently dismissed. He admitted to falsifying 38 attendance reports and bullying staff. Separately, CTEC discusses China's economic boost from the AI boom. Significant U.S. investments in data centers are driving demand for Chinese tech, impacting global markets. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Isracard has cancelled its acquisition of Esh Bank. This move follows the expiration of a non-binding memorandum, signaling strategic shifts within Isracard. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.